Today on Rappler. Atin ito is off to Panatag Shoal in the West Philippine Sea. The Philippine government says its drug haul amounted to $587 million. Chinese workers and managers for Pogo in Bamban, Tarlac are deported to China. The United Nations launches an investigation into the killing of its international staff in Gaza. And the Cannes Film Festival officially kicks off and honors Hollywood actor Meryl Streep. The coalition of civic organizations Atin Ito pushes through with a civilian mission to Panatag Shoal in the West Philippine Sea on Wednesday, May 15. Also known as Scarborough Shoal or Bajo de Masinloc, Panatag is a feature just over 120 nautical miles off the coast of Zambales. 5 wooden-hulled commercial fishing ships as well as 100 fishing boats leave Zambales in the early morning of May 15. The group first drops symbolic buoys just beyond the country's 12 nautical mile territorial sea. The convoy is expected to reach the general vicinity of the shoal by the 16th, where it will be handing out supplies to fisherfolk in the area. The PCG's BRP Bagakay and the 24-meter BRP Boracay and BRP Panglao will escort the convoy. 20 China Coast Guard and Chinese Maritime Militia vessels are monitored to be on their way to the shoal. The Philippine government tells the United Nations Commission on Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice in Vienna, the Marcos administration's anti-narcotics campaign resulted in a drug haul worth $587 million. Department of the Interior and Local Government Secretary Benhur Abalos says,
a 700% increase from previous years with minimal loss of life.
The present government has distanced itself from the bloody drug war of the Rodrigo Duterte administration, with Marcos insisting he is diametrically opposed to handling the drug menace through confrontation and violence. Drug-related killings did not completely stop under the Marcos administration, although the number has decreased significantly. 167 Chinese who worked for the Philippine offshore gaming operation Zunyuan Technology in Bamban, Tarlac are deported Tuesday, May 14. Among them are 16 suspected managers who were caught in a van during a hot pursuit operation in Clark Freeport during the raid last March 13. The deportees are bound for Pudong, Shanghai on board a Philippine Airlines flight. They are accompanied by officials from the Presidential Anti-Organized Crime Commission and the Philippine National Police Criminal Investigation and Detection Group. PAOCC spokesperson Winston Casio says the deportees will be detained for 45 days in China while criminal charges are being prepared. Zunyuan was raided by the authorities in March due to alleged human trafficking and serious illegal detention. A joint Senate hearing was also held following the raid, where Bamban Mayor Alice Guo is questioned for her possible ties to the Pogo. The United Nations launches an investigation into an unidentified strike on a UN car in Rafah on Monday that killed its first international staff in Gaza. The staff member, retired Indian Army officer Vaibhav Anil Kale, was working with the UN Department of Safety and Security. He was en route to the European hospital in Rafah along with a colleague who was also injured in the attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reminds, the conflict in Gaza is continuing to take a heavy toll not only on civilians but also on humanitarian workers. There are 71 international UN staff members currently in Gaza. Israel is moving deeper into Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than 1 million people have sought shelter. The main United Nations aid agency in Gaza, UNRWA, estimates some 450,000 people have fled the city since May 6. The Cannes Film Festival officially kicks off Tuesday, May 14. Celebrities walk the red carpet into the plush Grand Theatre Lumiere to honor Hollywood actor Meryl Streep. The audience gave a minutes-long ovation for Streep when she took the stage in a simple white gown and black frame glasses. She is welcomed by French actor Juliette Binoche in a red dress, who said, quote, "You changed the way we look at women in the cinema world." Streep is known for her performance in the films Sophie's Choice, The Bridges of Madison County, The Iron Lady, among others. While watching a montage that played all of her films, she says it's, quote, "like looking out the window of a bullet train." And that's today's wrap. I'm JC Gotinga. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.